This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. An old saying goes, "Don't cry over spilled milk." That reminds us not to have regrets over something that hasn't worked out in the past. For example, one Kansas rural county experienced disappointment, but went on to have success, and the topic involved milk. Today we'll meet a young economic developer who has overcome challenges to attract a state-of-the-art dairy to her rural county. It's today's Kansas Profile. Heather Strait is executive director of the Edwards County Economic Development Corporation. A Quinter native, she studied interior design and construction drafting at Fort Hays State. She worked in business until meeting her husband and moving to his family's farm in Edwards County. In 2022, she became economic development director in the county. She had to hit the ground running, because a major economic development project was under consideration, a large dairy. A man wanted to build a sizable dairy in the county. Strait worked hard to support the project, but as interest rates and inflation climbed, the man found he could not go forward with it. The project fell through. Strait was disappointed, but as the old adage says, don't cry over spilled milk. Instead of worrying about what might have been, she chose to look forward. She sent out the information they had compiled to other dairy prospects. One of those was an operation in Texas named Blue Sky Farms. It turned out that they were looking to expand at the same time. In spring 2023, Blue Sky Farms announced that they were going to build their new dairy operation in Edwards County. In spring 2024, a groundbreaking was held at the site near the rural community of Lewis, population 400 people. Now that's rural. The new facility will be called Twin Circle Dairy. It's projected to milk 19,000 cows plus in the first year and grow to 23,700 cows, enough milk to fill 20 super tankers per day. This will be a state-of-the-art facility with the cows wearing electronic collars that will track their individual movement, eating, and other important indicators of health. The collars wirelessly connect to sorting gates, so if the cow needs breeding or a health check, she will automatically be sorted into a different pen. Technology will also be used to control the barns, including fans, curtains, and lighting, so as to create the best environment possible for the cows. Water and waste management are also top priorities. They will reuse the water as many times as possible, Strait said. For example, wash water can be recycled and then used for irrigation of the fields. For waste treatment, long-term plans call for the use of a digester, which captures gas emissions, thus eliminating smells, and produces a product which can be spread upon the fields for fertilizer. The dairy is ultimately expected to be a $200 million investment, creating more than 100 jobs. The milk will go to the Hillmar Cheese Plant for processing in Dodge City. The best part of this project is the people, Strait said. These owners of Blue Sky Dairy are great down-to-earth guys who started on small farms and worked their way up, she said. More than 100 people showed up at the public meeting about this, and they answered all the questions and addressed any concerns, Strait said. As construction goes forward, road infrastructure is a huge issue. It's very important to improve the roads leading to and from the new dairy location. We have applied for multiple grants and have high hopes of getting our road project funded, Strait said. It's great to see this success after missing out on the earlier opportunity to attract a dairy. Don't cry over spilled milk, says the old saying. In the case of Edwards County, Strait didn't cry over one missed dairy, but went on to have success with a different one. We commend Heather Strait and all those involved with Twin Circle Dairy for making a difference by investing in the growth of the dairy industry. As another old saying goes, Heather Strait will continue to work on these issues until the cows come home. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.